LegacyDNA.com. My husband Greg always claimed his family to be part of a small minority.
Well, the family story was that we were Native American, Jewish, with some Black and Puerto Rican, you know. Plus, I always consider myself part lesbian.
Greg!
What?
Don't, just
what?
Stop.
What?
Then we got Greg tested with Legacy DNA.
It turns out I'm mostly just English, Danish, and German.
With Legacy's easy-to-format family tree, we quickly found out Greg's lineage.
Like my great-great-great-grandfather, who was known as the Danish Butcher, laying waste to great swaths of Africa while building the cross-continental railroad, so, you know,
or
that was
his great-great-grandfather on his mother's side, Sir Thomas Oglesby, famous for the Great Meskwaki Massacre.
Oops.
As it turns out, Sir Thomas's son became one of the largest plantation owners in the United States.
Yeah.
He owned over 800 slaves.
Right.
Then there's Greg's German side.
Well, we don't really have to go into that at all, really.
Well, at least you know the truth.
Yay!
You're not a lesbian.
Aw.
LegacyDNA.com. You are your DNA.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Bill, the only way I get through these games is with vodka and porn, okay?
Oh,
now, where the f*** did you put the Wi-Fi password?
Okay,
I'm asking you for something
and
so
we're back
simple.
From break after
wait, what? We're
second
back?
Time out of the first quarter.
Wait. And I hope our listening audience didn't catch any of that.
Oh, they most assuredly did, Jeff.
What a moment.
Wow,
lots of mixed emotions.
Joy.
To just wait and wait for a moment like this.
Oh.
Never sure if it will ever come. Week after week of constant disappointment and depression.
Oh.
The booze. The blackouts.
The blackouts.
The drugs.
What? Oh my God, what are you talking
waking
about?
Waking up on a piss-soaked couch in the alley, naked and alone.
What? Wait, what?
Not
Jeff?
Sure how you
what?
Got
are
there,
you?
Holding what? A dead chicken and an assortment of fun bunny finger puppets on your toes. Your life in complete shambles because the team you live and die for can't walk out of the damn field without tripping over themselves.
That's true. That's
Jesus.
True. The Stalkers were supposed to run out of the field and break through a paper Ghost Stalkers banner, and they ended up stuck in the tunnel with Ryan Graves tripping over himself
God.
And it caused a 40-player pileup. But you
God,
know what?
Waiting
it all makes
waiting
it worthwhile
for this moment.
Now.
And it finally arrives.
It finally arrives.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
7-9.
Really happening.
Jesus Christ, this is bad. This is so awful.
One snapper. Spencer Dirks sails his hike over punter Austin Moore's head. It sails into the end zone. Recovered by the Beavers.
Oh my God.
35-0.
It's
happening again.
Oh, God.
It's happening again.
Oh,
no, Jeff. It's happening again.
Oh, it's
they've done it again. Just when something good happens, Cosmo falls right from under
God.
You and you're in the
God.
Deep, dark pit. It happened again. Once again, here it is. It's arrived. Oh, the agony. Oh, Jeff. No. Jeff, no. Please don't. Jeff, keep it in. Keep it in. That smell was so horrid last time. You can do it. Keep it in. Jeff, listen to me. Listen to me. Here it is. Hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong.
Oh, Jesus.
But his life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding
on. Up on you. God.
And when you're fighting, trained by your control,
Bill,
there's freedom in...
You know what I need.
Oh, no, I can't. No.
You know what I need.
I can't
Bill.
Do it.
Bill,
I can't
you know
do
what
it.
I need.
I'm a good Christian
do
man.
Do it, Bill. Bill.
I'm a good Christian man, and I can't.
Be a
not,
Christian brother. And
oh,
help me out. Do what you
oh,
gotta do.
Oh, no. Don't ask me. Don't ask me to do it. It's just.
I'm on the verge, Bill. I'm naked
okay,
and alone.
Okay, okay.
Help me.
Okay.
Help me, Bill.
That didn't help. Hello, Jeff. It's Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, Jeff, you seem so sad.
Everything's going to be okay now.
You're listening to WEAT.
Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we are at
oh,
halftime. It's
my old friend.
Oh, my God. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff?
Have come
Jeff,
to talk
we're
with
actually live
you
again.
Again.
At this point. Jeff, please, will you
Because
we have a broadcast to do.
Softly.
Okay, the Beavers, 56, and the Stalkers, unfortunately, are...
Lifted seeds while I was sleeping.
We have here as part of our halftime show, the coach of our very... The coach of our very own Spinchel Stalkers. Jeff, please be a professional for once. Please get out of the corner, get some clothes on. It's time for the interview.
Oh, brother, I'm really sorry about that, Coach. Jeff seems to be somewhere else today. I don't know what's going on.
That's all right.
Oh, thank you for your
understanding. No one dared to disturb the sound of silence.
Okay. Tonight we have, as part of our interview at the half, our very own Finchel Stalkers coach, Coach Gary Henderson, brought to you in part by Hot and Fresh. When you're hungry for something hot and fresh, look no further than...
Hey, does my nakedness disturb you, Coach?
It disturbs all of us.
I hope it does, because guess what? I'm here to serve as the living embodiment of the disturbing way this town
feels about
your...
I'm sure you understand what you're saying.
...coaching abilities.
Look no further than Hot and Fresh.
Here I am, Coach, hot and in the flesh.
Great.
Hot and flesh.
Jeff, that's just wonderful.
Woo! Let's get this interview started. First question, Coach... Why do you suck so bad?
Why are you naked?
Coach, I asked the questions.
Thank God it's radio, right? I mean, really uncomfortable and disturbing.
Well, to answer your question, I don't think I suck at all.
Coach, I think Jeff is trying to say...
No.
Finchel has been outscored 159 to nothing, and I guess one could say that's pretty bad.
My point exactly. Thank you.
Well, Bill, let me put it this way. I believe... Well, I guess you'd say it's my personal philosophy anyway, that you're not just coaching these young men and playing the game of football, but in many ways, you're coaching the entire young man. I try to understand each individual youth's growth, nurturing their human spirit, Bill.
What a
beautiful.
Crack
That's really a nice thought.
I gotta stab myself
Jeff,
with a
will you
fork.
Stop? Will you let Coach talk?
His sense of fair play and coming together as a team.
Oh.
I try to understand each individual youth's growth, nurturing their human spirit.
Oh my,
that's beautiful.
What a crutch.
Jeff, will you let Coach talk for once in your life? Just listen for a second. He has got nuggets of wisdom here, and I want you to listen.
Nurturing spirit? What the fuck? Is this Oprah? Nurture this, Coach head.
Oh, great. Oh, God, no. What our listening audience cannot see is that now Jeff has stuck his naked buttocks in Coach Henderson's face. Coach is trying to politely turn away, which
How
is
about
so...
you try winning the game, Coach?
To be honest, I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Jeff, will you please just sit down, show some respect.
Respect
this is the coach
this,
of the Finchel
coach.
Stalkers, okay? Oh, no, Jeff, no, 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 Jeff, no! Oh, I'm so sorry, Coach. He gets his way when he's drunk. He doesn't mean it. Okay, great. I know you can't see it, but Jeff can really be a good person. He can. And I just... I'm sorry that you have to see him this way.
Well, Bill, I understand.
That's really nice of you.
And truthfully, Bill, I think this gets right to my point.
Okay.
Jeff may have been coached to be an all-star quarterback on a championship team.
One thing he said correct.
But let me ask you, where has that left him now?
Right.
If someone had spent time,
look at him,
as I do with our kids, to truly nurture Jeff, I mean truly nurture him when he was a young man.
Right.
Then perhaps he wouldn't find himself in this position, his emotional health and his well-being hinging on wins and losses.
Oh my God. Wins and losses? How about a first down, Coach? How about a forward pass, Coach?
Okay.
Now how about something that even remotely resembles the game of football, Coach?
Okay, Jeff, you've made your point. And Coach, with all due respect, I mean, Jeff might have something here. I mean,
yes, I do.
Okay, it looks like at times that when you're calling plays, and I don't mean this in any sort of negative way, but it looks as if maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Well, Bill and Jeff, let me put it this way. Did I know anything about football when I was hired for this job? Maybe. Maybe not. Did I stretch the truth a little about my experience coaching high school football when I applied? Perhaps. Was I actually a high school theater director in a small liberal town in Wisconsin? Could be.
Oh my God.
Did I come to Finchel after suffering a nervous breakdown when my original one-man play, Gone Fishin', was an utter failure?
Sure
when
was.
It debuted at the Old Red Barnyard Playhouse? Who knows? But what I do know is this, Jeff. I've come to love these kids, okay? Mm. And no matter what, Jeff, I'm sticking it out here in Finchel as the head coach of your high school football team.
Oh,
well said, well said. I mean, that's just,
God.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
that's, I mean, are you listening?
Jesus.
I hope that you're listening.
Oh.
And who knows? Maybe some of these kids, during the off-season, might be interested in auditioning for my new, original, semi-autobiographical play called Feelings. It's a coming-of-age story.
Is there any parts for old gentlemen?
Are you kidding me? Feelings? You need to might want to audition. I mean, how to hit. I'm going to kill you, coach.
I never really thought about having the acting bug, but...
It's about a young theater director who moves to a small Midwest town and takes a bunch of rough and tumble farm boys.
Oh my God,
that sounds really interesting. Semi-autobiographical, you're saying?
I mean, and helps them look inside to see who they truly are.
I'm going to tie your feet together and drag
Jeff,
you behind
you can't
my
say
car.
You Wait, listen to what he said. He might put on a play.
Dude, I'm going to kill you.
No, wait.
I want to help them blossom into the young men they were truly meant to be, Jeff.
Oh, God. Can I give you a hug? I mean, I just feel like that's... Oh, what are you doing? Oh, no.
Help.
You're listening to WEAT.
Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
Well, coming back from break with the game well out of hand, it's at least good to know that Coach Henderson was able to make it back onto the field. There he is. Hello, Coach. And even better news for you, Jeff. Coach has agreed not to press charges if only Jeff were to make a public apology on air, which Jeff is going to do right now. Okay, so here it goes. Jeff has agreed to apologize to Coach. Take it away, Jeff. Go ahead. Jeff, go ahead. It's all right. You can do it. You got this, man. Go ahead. Come on.
I apologize.
Good try. That was so close, and you got halfway there, and you can do this.
I said apologize. I apologize.
No! Oh, you had it! You had it! You had it! Nope, nope. No, I don't know what that was. No, that's... You can do this! I apologize.
Damn it.
Jeff.
I'm so... D!
That was close. You just added a D there. Sorry.
I'm psyched.
Not I'm psyched. Sorry.
I apologize.
Almost. God. Okay. That's more like constipation. You've got this. Yep.
I said it.
No, you didn't. That was not.
I said it.
You know you did not.
I said it.
You went. That's not sorry. That's you gotta go. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, just if you just cut out that last part. Don't throw. Don't go. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't go there. Take a deep.
Sorry. No.
Oh, you did it. Oh, God. Not on me. Oh.
This is WEAT, the Wheat. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.